The COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, but exactly who's affected most? Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard looks at what a pandemic means for health disparities.
A tremendous amount of research already tells us that not everyone has the same access to health services and high quality of care, or in other words, health equity. Wisdom Powell is the director of the Health Disparities Institute at UConn Health.
When you achieve health equity, it would mean that your health outcomes are no longer tied to your zip code or your race, ethnicity, or gender, or language preference, or sexual orientation.
But that level of health equity doesn't yet exist, not in Connecticut and not in the United States. People of color are more likely to experience a greater disease burden and poorer outcomes than white people. Powell says the COVID-19 pandemic is likely exacerbating these gaps.
It's really easy to put disparities in health equity in the rear view when you're confronting a pandemic of this size because everyone's suffering. But if we think of it this way, if we design solutions that actually impact the most vulnerable in societies, then those policies and interventions will undoubtedly positively impact the broad population.
Accurate data on race, ethnicity, and other socioeconomic factors among the people getting access to testing and treatment is missing. The state began only Friday to release preliminary racial breakdowns, but some of it is incomplete. Takesha Dewan Everett of Health Equity Solutions says that can lead to shortfalls in the state's pandemic response.
What it has highlighted for us is that our emergency response systems are not set up to be equitable and are not set up to think about equity, particularly racial equity, in response to the needs of the people in a state.
But Everett says it's not too late to take action.
Simply collect the data and then use that data to make sure that we are course correcting where tests are not being given, where people are not being given the test because of our implicit or unconscious bias related to it, that we don't have a gap in who's dying and who is not.
According to the most recent state report, white residents account for the majority of COVID-19 deaths. But when mortality rates were calculated using population census data, it showed that Black residents in Connecticut right now are dying from the virus at a higher rate than other races and ethnicities. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.